life is a joke. This is Dr. Harrell Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Life is a joke. Believe it. Life is a joke. We all go to circuses because we want to learn to laugh. We go to circuses to laugh. Now, the things that they do are funny. The things that they do are stupid. They're interesting, and they're just funny. And they have clowns that go into children's wards. And these clowns are dressed in crazy outfits. They're obviously stupid. They're obviously not proper. They're obviously outrageous. And the kids love it. And they go in to see the children. And what do they see with the children? They see the children with sadness. They see the children with illnesses. They see the children with all sorts of problems that are overwhelming to a child, much less to adult, my goodness. So the children are there doing their thing, feeling sorry for themselves and having their medications and stuff. And the clown comes in. And when the clown comes in, he does silly things. He goes to a bed and he bumps it. And he falls over flat on his head. And the kids look down and say, you know, they don't know whether to laugh or cry. They don't know whether he hurt himself or not. And if he hurt himself, they didn't want to laugh. But if he did it because he's both funny, then they wanted to laugh. But they watched. And then the clown got up. And as he was getting up, he put his hand on an invisible dog. He said, "Come here, Fido, come." And he reaches over. And then he puts his hand on the invisible dog. And then he starts to getting up, and the dog runs away, and he falls flat on his face again. "Fido, why are you running away? I need to have you." You know, and so the children are realizing that this is silly, that this is outrageous. This is dumb, 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 dumb. Dogs are not invisible, and dogs don't run away, and dogs don't let clowns lean on them, but Fido did. And so the clown said, "Fido, Fido, where are you?" And he looked everywhere. And he picked up the covers on the beds to look to see if the Fido was there. And he looked everywhere. He looked in the bedpan, you know, "Fido, are you in there?" And Fido wasn't in the bedpan. And he looked everywhere, and the children were laughing and laughing. Don't you understand? Well, his partner was with him. The clown had a partner. And the partner had a little box. And in the box, there was a tail sticking out. And the tail was wagging. And, "Fido, where are you, Fido?" And that tail was wagging away. And everybody could see it, but the clown couldn't see it. And he looked everywhere. And he even walked by his partner, who was waving the tail out there, but he walked by the other side, so he didn't see the tail. And he said, "Fido, where are you?" And his partner says, "Where do you think Fido is?" And he said, "Well, I don't know. He's invisible." "Well, where does Fido go when he's done playing with whatever it is?" "He goes in his box." "Well, did you look in his box?" "No." Well, then he comes over and looks in Fido's box. "Fido, what are you doing in your box? You're supposed to be here with playing with me. Now, Fido, you realize you shrink down when you get in the box, and you're just about 4 inches by 4 inches. But when you come out of the box, you're a big old, you know, golden retriever dog with a big tail and big things." And then he goes by the door. And as he opens the door, he says, "Now, Fido, you go out in the hall for a little while, and when you're ready, you come on in." And so he opens the door, and Fido says, "Hark, hark!" And, "Oh, you're ready to come in already?" And so here's this beautiful golden retriever dog, a great big fluffy tail and so forth, and looking up at his master and saying, "I'm ready, I'm ready." And the two of them march into the room and go around to visit all the children. And all the children say, "Fido, Fido." They've already met him. You know, they already know Fido. They already know that he's an invisible dog when he wants to be. And so then Fido went under the bed. And his master said, "Fido, where are you? Fido, where are you?" And he looked under the bed, and he wasn't there. And everybody the children all got out of bed to look under the bed to see where Fido was. And they couldn't find him. And so they looked in Fido's box, and there was his tail wagging. And they said, "Fido, are you in your box?" "Arf, arf." "Yes, he's in his box." And all the children were so surprised and so happy. "Oh, Fido, Fido, come back. I want to pet you." And so he had to go to the door because Fido got outside the board already. And he had to open the door. And when he opened the door, there were two Fidos. Fido and his girlfriend. So they both came in, and they went around to visit all the children. And all the children laughed and played and were so happy. They forgot all about their medicines. They forgot all about their unhappiness. They forgot all about their feeling sorry for themselves. They were now happy children. And so the clown said, "Well, Fido and Mita, that's his girlfriend, Fido and Mita have to go now. But Fido, I know what you want to do." Fido says, "Arf, arf." And Mita says, "I'm not sure we want to do this." And so he opens a box outside the door. And there were 24 boys and girls in this ward. And Mita, one by one, took out 24 little tiny puppies, big enough to be, you know, like 8 by 8 inches. But each child got a little puppy. And the puppy's name was what? Fido. But some of the girls in the ward, they wanted to call their dogs Mita. But Fido was hands down the favorite, because Fido made every one of them happy. Well, when the clown went home that day, he came back in the evening just to double check. And he looked in the ward, and he saw sitting by the head of every child who was fast asleep in their bed, their wonderful little dog, reminding them that, hey, we can laugh, we can have fun, because life is not to be serious. Life is to be curious, and we're all curious. So, you see, when you can get people to laugh, all of the seriousness of life goes away, and all of the happiness of life comes to stay. When you can get people to laugh, they look at life in a different way. And the way they look at life is to realize they don't have to be a horse to say nay. And so join these children in realizing that laughter is something that we put on from the outside. But when it's from the outside and it meets the inside, there's a big collision of happy joy that sparkles through the body. And the body is whole and perfect. The mind is whole and perfect. And all is in divine order. Have a lovely day, and know that it can't always be that way, if you like. Because I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.